I've been thinking a lot about a shrine, and what keeps coming up for me is what is most precious to me and to others that I'm close to, and how do we defile that? Years ago, when I was a teenager, we've all had those like moments where it's an absolute turning point. Like, you never go back to how you were before that, right? For me, when I think David asked us this question in our service prep, what was that moment? You know, there's multiple ones possibly, but the thing that came to my mind was this one. From a spiritual perspective, I was raised, as many of us were, in a fundamentalist Christian background that portrayed God as a judging, punitive, not so loving presence. And the constant attempt, you know, with the fire and brimstone preachers and everything to try to, you know, keep people in line so you don't go to hell and all of that kind of stuff. When I was a child, I had to go to church 3 times a week and listen to that nonsense. And there was a point, you know, as teenagers, we get rebellious, thank God, and we start to rebel against things. And there was a part of me that really rose up and said, no more. I'm not having it. I'm not going to be part of that. I'm not going to propagate that. I'm not going to live that way. I refuse to accept the shame that my whole life has been dumped upon me by religion. And yet, I was also deeply desirous of connection with the divine and deeply longing to find truth in that. And when I look back, it would be very true to say that in many ways, my whole life has been about that. And I've been on lots of spiritual paths, and I found truth in every one of them that was meaningful and real for me. And then there was always more, and what else, and what else, and what else. So there was something of a decision that happened of what is precious to me, along with what is it that I refuse to tolerate about that? You know, within myself, I wasn't marching to Washington about that, but a pivotal point in my life where I said, I won't accept that. I won't have that. That version of God that I didn't believe to be true and that I knew caused great, great damage in the world and great damage to people, to the children of God. Interesting irony to use God as a way to damage the children of God. And when David was speaking of a shrine on Sunday, and then my thoughts about that since then, you know, it kind of goes like this for me. This place is a shrine for me, and there are other things in my life that are a shrine. And when I think about what's most precious to me, what I realize is that in the last some time, I have been more and more aware of an intolerance within myself to allow myself to defile those things. And what I mean by allow myself, parts of myself. So my emotional realm, my lethargy, my cynicism, my hopelessness, whatever. And a realization that more and more I see more clearly what does defile those things. I don't think I'm being very clear, so let me give you an example. I had a conversation with my sister the other day. She made up a story of victimhood around my brother and I months ago, and she's been carrying it around for months and keeps throwing it in our face. Story is we excluded her on something. And I just throughout all of that, I just was trying to be with her and just build relationship with her and be patient with her and be understanding and be loving and show up for her and all of that. And I finally reached a point and I said, why would you allow the preciousness of our family and all that we are together and all that we've built together be defiled by this story that you made up, this victimhood state that you have chosen about who we are together and who your brother and sister are? We love you. We didn't exclude you in the first place. You made it all up. And here you are constantly picking at the thing to the point that you're actually creating the very thing that you're trying to run away from, which is the belief that we don't really like you. You're the little sister and we don't really care for you. We don't really like you. You're actually creating relationship in what you're doing. And families break up over this and stop talking to each other over that. Can't we get back to what's precious? Can't we get back to what matters? In the midst of this thing that came to a head with my sister, my daughter is struggling with some real life crises, and my grandson around loss and grief. And I just have been aware of, for myself, committing day in and day out to say, what matters? And just stop all the other shit. Don't give it your energy. Don't give it your attention. Don't give it your thought. Don't give it your feelings. Don't allow it to take over your emotional realm. But go back to what's important. And what I have found for myself is that it has to do with consciousness. What do I give my thoughts and feelings to? And is it what is precious to me and what matters to me? So we had a meeting today of the Restorative Circles team, and we were talking about how the work that we do in conflict resolution and relationship building is related to, is completely about, the restoration of consciousness. So in each of us individually, in our consciousness, there are things that do not serve from the standpoint of being in support of what's precious, being in support of the shrine. Triggers from the past that we just allow to keep controlling us again and again. Our thoughts and feelings about other people, our thoughts and feelings about ourselves. And all of this stuff that clouds consciousness corrupts the shrine. Not just the shrine of Sunrise Ranch, the shrine of me, the shrine of you, the shrine of our togetherness, our relatedness, who we are together, our relationships. And I am just aware of the fact that there is in me now some intolerance for myself, of allowing what's in my own consciousness to keep me and my friends and my family, everyone around me, from the gold, from all that is possible, all that we are richly given as what we can be together. Any two of us and all of us together at Sunrise Ranch and whatever other groupings that we're in. And my commitment to the work around relationship building is about that. It's because I've had great loss in my life, people that I love. Because of that, and because we all have this naturally, of course, our relationships are important. But I think those losses has brought me to a point of complete intolerance, which violates the preciousness of our relationships with one another. And I think sometimes people may think that I'm pushy when it comes to, let's do a circle. But it matters. It matters that whatever, however we do it, it matters that we don't let love, we don't let connection, we don't let oneness suffer at the hands of pettiness, of that which doesn't matter. The little things. What is it that gets in the way of what matters? And then let's get vicious about that. Not vicious with people, but vicious with principle. I will not stand for it anymore. I won't stand for it in myself, and I won't stand for it in others in a way of completely and consistently calling myself back to the truth. And doing the same with other people. Let's stand in truth together and live in truth together. There, in my awareness, oneness comes no other way. We can talk about it till the cows come home, but it's not going to happen unless we take a stand.